Okay, gentlemen, we have a very, very short shiur. I want to just wrap up what you worked on in Seder. I want to then introduce the next sugya to you. Okay, so that's and maybe tonight, if you want to get a head start on the next sugya, that would be awesome as well. Okay, so we spent the good part of last week discussing this sugya of Bor HaMisgalgal, and Tosis has a yesod that he tells us when it comes to Bor HaMisgalgal, and that is if you go ahead against Rashi, but if you kick the boar. You kick the bowling ball, and while it's ka'azli maskile, it's kocho, and you, the baal, the kicker, are going to be chayiv, and you're not the baal habor, meaning the person set up the boar, the person who put the bowling ball there, he is going to be absolutely public. And that was the yesod, and we spent a lot of time talking about that. That's true because the baal ha kicker, the kicker is doing bekavana. If it's a case where it's not done bekavana, it was a kelev, then there would be a shutfus. So I just wanted to, you know, we spent a good time last week discussing that yesod, that, you know, my dominant action will exempt the prior action. I just want to see a little bit, the Rishonim on the Daf, how they explain it. Then there's a pretty famous ksos, which I've been struggling with for the past day or two. So I just want to put that on the table as well, and then we're going to go bite it. So the Tosis Rid, in formulating this halacha, a one-liner, but he says, Avabor hamizgalgel acherim shegilgalu asu. So when you have, I put the bowling ball in the sharab. Now someone else kicks it. So the formulation that the Tosis Rid writes is the reason that the second guy is chayiv is because acherim shegilgaluhu asu. That once I go in and kick it bekavana with an intention to do damage, who is called the baal habor? The second guy is the baal habor. In other words, I think what the Tosfot is saying is when we have to go ahead and allocate responsibility, we identify at some point one person becomes so dominantly the creator of the hezek that will undo a prior creator of heaven. So since here the bala, the kicker, kicks it, he is considered to be the maker of the boar. He made the boar in a certain sense that undoes the prior maisa of the bala boar. Is that clear in the Tosfos formulation?
Yeah.
And I think that's really consistent with what we've been saying in Tosfos all along. Because we're basically saying that now this guy's acted, his maisa becomes the dominant maisa, that undoes the prior asiyas hatakala by the baal habor. No different than when I take a talis and I throw it into someone else's fire, you can't tell me that the person who built the fire is going to be chayiv for that because my action becomes so dominant as the maisa hezek that it eliminates the chiyuv of the prior actor. That is the formulation Tosrit. I think that's consistent with what we said in the past. Good? Okay. I think the Rabbeinu Tam, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Tam have a slightly different formulation, and that's just what I wanted to add to this discussion a little bit. So Talmidei Rabbeinu Tam says like this, V'od nireh, d'hocha, adam ha-megalgel, so he brings the din, we don't have to read the whole thing, and then he, 10 lines in, he says, V'taima, why is it that the adam ha-megalgel is chayev, and the original creator of the baal, of the boar, is potter? V'taima, she'ein lebaal ha-boar, lishmor boro, me adam sheyesh bo das lishmor esgufo ela bimehema lechuda shein la dea hilkach shaper matzila migrach hacha iba hadi chazim azke kochohu vechayv osa hamagalka. So says Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, why is it that the kicker is chayiv and the baal habor, the creator of the boar, is not chayiv? What's the rationale? Does the baal habor have an obligation to shmira?
Yep.
Yes. Is it an absolute obligation?
No.
It's not absolute. His chiv shmira is a chiv shmira for what I would call reasonable, expected victims of hazard. So is it reasonable to assume that maybe, I don't know, a saw will come along and kick something into the boar that'll go ahead and do some damage? Is it reasonable to assume that something, a saw and a chamor, might fall in? That's reasonable. Why? Because a saw, not exactly, yeah, the saw is no Einstein. Yeah, the chamor is no Einstein. So they're going to go ahead and trip, fall, they might fall into the boar. and that you're responsible for. But when it comes to a person who's now going to go, what do we expect? A person's going to go ahead and throw something in there, take a shore and throw it in there. So is, in that case, is that a reasonable expectation that the boar has to prevent? The Bala Boar has to prevent. The answer is no. Why? Because this guy, I don't expect this guy to act in an irrational way and throw objects into the boar. That's beyond the scope of my chiyuv shmira. And therefore, if it's beyond the scope of my chiyuv shmira, I am not responsible. So if I'm not responsible, memelo, who's responsible? The person who did it. So what? Notice the difference in formulation. It's a slightly different formulation. It gets to the same result, but a different formulation. According to the first formulation, is the Bala Boar responsible?
No.
According to the first formulation, does the Bala Boar still have a shame Bala Boar? Does he still have a status of a Bala Boar? He's still a Bala Boar. Because he's a Bala Boar. He's the Bala Boar. I didn't say that. Is he the Bala Boar? He's the Bala Boar. But the second guy is so overwhelmingly involved that what? That now we have to define who's responsible for that. And what's the answer? Okay, the Adam HaMazik is responsible for the Hezek. The kicker is responsible for the Hezek. Even though this the Bala Boar is still the Bala Boar, but when it comes to the Hezek itself, his action, the second guy's action, is so overwhelmingly the cause that we ascribe chiyuv to the second guy, not the first guy. What is the alternative formulation? The formulation of the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam is, does the Bala Boar have a chiyuv shmira with respect to Adam Shepoel Bekavana? It's no chiyuv shmira. There is no chiyuv shmira when it comes to a person acting Bekavana. Because after all, that is totally way out beyond the reason, the expectation that a person is going to act Bekavana and use my boar. That's beyond my scope of responsibility. Do you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again one more time for me, because you're not paying attention now. One more time. According to the first formulation, why is the Bala Boar Potter? Is he still the Bala Boar? He's the Bala Boar. But this Mazik, this Maisa Hezek, is no longer attributed to him as Bala Boar. It's attributed to the other guy, the second guy, because he's doing the Hezek. It's no longer attributable to the Bala HaBoar. He's the Bala Boar. But it's a Maisa Hezek be a dime with the second guy. So therefore, the second guy is the Bala Boar's Potter. That is the formulation of the places with. According to Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, as far as my obligations, I am not responsible. I am not responsible vis-a-vis Adam HaPoel Bekavon. That is beyond the scope of my responsibility. This is happening because a person is acting Bekavonah. That is beyond the scope of my responsibility. That is the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. Right? You get to the same place. When I go ahead and throw a shore into a boar, who's chayv? The thrower of the shore into the boar is chayv. Why is he chayv? According to the first side, why is he chayv? Because he killed the animal. He killed the animal. He did it. The Bala Boar didn't do it. Whereas, according to the second side, it's beyond the scope of the chiyuv shmira, and therefore he's not responsible. Mamela, the Adam is responsible. Similarly, when it comes to kicking the bowling ball, same exact idea. Okay, so I told you to take a look at the Ksos Achosh. So the Ksos has just an interesting shaila. He wants to know what's the din if you have an Adam and a shore together that push another shore into a boar. And the Adam did it Bekavana. It's Bekavana sa Adam, and together they threw the behema into the boar. So what's the why is this a little tricky? Why does this become tricky over here? because there's three players over here. And the Adam is acting bekavana, but there's also the Baal HaShor, and there's a Baal HaBor. So let's take a look at the words, how the Ksos sets this up. So the Ksos says as follows. V'roi l'safik, l'safik. Adam v'shor shadach v'shor acher, l'bor. V'ya Adam bekavana be'eza ofen yishamu. Devadai, im lo haya HaShor ela Adam levado. It was just Adam by himself. Haya balabor potter, Adam chayv came inside the kavana. Vim lo haya ha Adam ela shor, and if there was no Adam here, just a shor, so then obviously they both have to pay. The balah shor and the balabor would have to pay chatzi. Vahasa diziku shloshten a shor va Adam abor va Adam be kavana hechil ledaine. How should we deal with this? So there's a couple of possibilities. Inema ha Adam be kavana yeshalim chatzi. Maybe you'll tell me the man should pay what? Half. Ubal HaShor Chatzi. Now what is Ubal HaBor Yifteru Lagamre? Now what is pushing us in that direction? Why would you say that Baal HaShor half, Baal Ha, the Adam half, and the Baal HaBor is out of the picture? Yeah.
Working on the fact that Adam Kavan is beside everything, therefore the Baal
Okay, I'm just going to say it a little sharper. You're correct. But in other words, according to the second formulation, that of the Tamidei Rabbeinu Tam, once you have an Adam operating Bekavana, does the Baal HaBor have an obligation? There's no Chova Shmir. And essentially, that would mean now that the Baal HaBor is out of the picture. Because once you have a free agent, could the Adam do this by himself? In theory, maybe he could do it by himself. And therefore, once he is acting, Bekavana, so now the Baal HaBor is done. That's what I'm suggesting, Rabbeinu Tam. But if you learn like the Tosas Rid, what does the Tosas Rid say? Is the Baal HaBor still a player here? He's a player, but you have a dominant alternative player. The dominant alternative player is the Adam. But in this case, he's not dominant. He's not dominant because there's a Baal HaShor involved. Once there's a Baal HaShor involved, that means by definition the Adam is not dominant. If he's not dominant, then So Klape, the relation between the Baal HaBor and the Adam, so then yes indeed, does the Baal HaBor have anything to pay? Vis-a-vis the Adam and the Boar. Vis-a-vis that, the Boar is exempt. But he's not the dominant. But that's not the only player. There's also a Boar and a?
Sure.
And a Shore. And there he becomes relevant. So that's really the Shilat that the Ksos, I think, is setting up. This Shilat. He says as follows. E Nema Ha'adam Bekavani Yisham Chatzi U'Baal HaShor Chatzi U'Baal HaBor Yifto Lagamre. So that's the first. That's the possibility we're saying within the Tamid Rabbeinu Tam. HaBaal HaShor Toein, but the Baal HaShor will come back and say, "Ane Shutve Yisle." You can't ignore my partner. Who's my partner over here? Who Baal HaBor? Doing Baal HaShor? Avalei Baal HaBor Shutve Behezek. Inema, or you want to say HaAdam Shnei Chalakim UBaal HaShor Shlish HaAdam. Maybe you'll say the Baal HaBor is totally what? Totally exempt. Why would you say the Baal HaBor is totally exempt? Because once there's Adam Bekavana, then he's out of the picture. That's the suggestion. But then what's going to happen is the Baal HaShor is going to come back and say, what are you talking about? Baal HaShor Shlish, Adam is going to tow in, Ana Shutfei Isle, I have a partner here. Why should I be taking 2/3? And the Baal HaShor only taking 1/3, I have a partner over here. That is Baal HaShor, the Adam HaShor Shnei Masham Shnei B'Shoven. And now the Ksos concludes, in his opinion, V'nira debazeh yishalim ha'adam chatzi v'hashor v'habor chatzi. The Ksos takes a side over here. What's the side that Ksos is taking? The Adam pays half, and the Shor pays a quarter, and the Bor pays a quarter. Why? The Adam islay shutaf. Ella Hasur the Adam is like Shutav. Who's the Shutav of the Adam? The Shur. But the so really it should be what? 50-50 Adam and Shur. But then the Baal HaShur is coming along and saying, I too have a Shutav. Who's my Shutav? Baal HaBor. Does the Adam have that Shutav?
No.
The Adam doesn't have that Shutav, but the Baal HaBor does have that Shutav. Therefore, via the Baal HaBor and the Baal HaShur, that half, that is the Baal HaShur's responsibility, should be shared equally by the Bor and the Shur. El HaShur u'maksiso HaSheni, HaShur HaSheni Revia, u'Bor Revia, u'lefiza Efshaloma. Okay, so and then he says when Rava says that kulam chayavim, it doesn't mean kulam chayavim equally, one third, but rather Adam is chayav half and Shur and Bor is chayav what? Is chayav a quarter. Again, what I'm suggesting, putting it out there, I'm not sure it's mukhrach, but I'm suggesting putting it out there is that. I'm just saying this one more time for myself. If your vision is once the Tosis rid vision that the reason that the Bor is chayiv is because of the dominant alternative mazik. The dominant alternative mazik. That's true when you have a dominant alternative mazik. But over here, is there a dominant alternative mazik? There is not. When a person, I'm saying this off myself, when a person throws a shore into a Bor, why is the Baal HaBor potter? Because there's a dominant alternative mazik. And therefore the Baal HaBor can say, it's his, it's not mine. He's the mazik, I am not the mazik. So over here, is there a dominant alternative mazik? The answer is no. There's no dominant alternative because you have an Adam and you have a Shur. With respect to the Adam, the Bor might be secondary. With respect to the Shur, he is not secondary. And therefore, the Bor continues to have liability.
We're not Shutav of Adam because of Adam.
Correct. But if you assume that once there is a player Bekavana, once there's a player Bekavana, so then the Baal HaBor has no obligations of Shmira. There's no obligation of Shmira. And assuming, this might be an assumption I have to make, I'm going to make this assumption, that the Shur couldn't have done it by himself. The Adam was necessary to do this, which I think is a reasonable assumption. So at that point in time, the Baal HaBor it no longer has a Chiv Shmira. And if he has no longer a Chiv Shmira, then how much should he have to pay?
Zero.
And therefore, the Hezek is caused by the Shur and the Adam, and they share 50-50. And these, again, the Tosos can conclude the first way, but last lines, it says, Dimirith midiriatosis, that kol shahaya Adam bekavana, as long as the Adam is bekavana, Baal HaBor, Pater Baal HaBor Lagamre. So he ends off at Sarach Iyun, that as long as there is a kavana element of the Adam, then the Baal HaBor is going to be Pater. Why? Because once there's a Kavana player over here, I have no chiv of Shmira against that, and therefore it's on them. It's on these two. It's no longer on me. That, again, is it 100% mukhrak? I'm not sure if it's 100% mukhrak. I still, I'm playing with this in my mind. I just wanted to say what the next sugya is about, and then I'll take questions afterwards. The next sugya is a really interesting detour. I'm going a detour. Rabbos, we've seen many, many sugyas. I'll ask you to name me a few. Name me sugyas where we found an Isser Mazik where you don't have to pay. Give me some sugyas. Isser Mazik where you don't have to pay.
Shabbos where you
burn something for. So we saw a lot of sugyas. We are chai b'dinei shamayim, and you're not chai b'dinei Adam. What does that mean? You're chai b'dinei shamayim, not chai b'dinei Adam. It means you have an iser mazik, but you don't have to. You don't have to pay. For example, the birchas Shmuel tamun ba'esh. Tamun ba'esh from the birchas Shmuel. Do you have to pay?
No.
Are you over an Isser Mazik? Yeah, for sure you're over an Isser Mazik. You just don't have to pay. We've seen a bunch of sugis that address the whole beginning, the Griz, Machlekes Rif and Rashi. How did Rashi understand Toldoseim? Lav Kayotze Behem. Is that you don't have to pay. But is it Mutter, is it us? It's still us. That was the Griz. Isser without Hezek She'eino Nikar. Isser without a Chiyuv Doraisa to pay. Maybe a Drabon and Knasset. We've seen that a lot. What about the opposite? A Heter. But you still have to pay. Six sugyas in my sex Bava Kama. Six sugyas. A heter where you're allowed to. But if someone got damaged. You're allowed to do something. So therefore, there's no Isser Hezek. But if someone got damaged. Case one. Very good. You guys are amazing. I'm so proud of you. You guys are like Bekiim in Bava Kama. So you just rattled off two sugyas. The first sugya is the next sugya. Are you allowed to go ahead and clean out your gutters? Bimos ha geshamim. You're allowed to. But if someone gets damaged, what's the din? You have to pay. So you're allowed to, but you got to bear responsibility. Comes with Josh Aryeh Shlita. He says, what about that Gemara Daf Lamed? In Perek HaMeniach HaSakad. Yeah, we had a sugya there, Bekis. That what? That if you throw out your fertilizer, you got to throw out things to produce whatever, and you're allowed to, but if someone gets damaged. And then you have some sugyas, interesting sugyas. Well, there's also some. What about cases of, are you allowed to run on Erev Shabbos Kiddush?
Yeah.
You're allowed to run Erev Shabbos Kiddush.
And if you bump into somebody
while you're running, normally ruts. See, you're holding in sugyas. So six sugyas where either Chazal Bezdin allowed you to, or because you're involved in some kind of mitzvah, so you're allowed to do certain activities, and so there's no iser, but are you obligated to pay or not? So we'll discuss that tomorrow. Six sugyas, but they don't all say the same thing. Okay, they don't all say the same thing. Yeshikoyach.